Time to take a look at our entertainment offerings for the week ahead. On the line, as usual, Craig Falk, who's the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine, standing by to talk to us through some of the highlights on the small screen this week. And Craig, I believe there have been quite a number of changes on the terrestrial channels for the new year. So let's start there.
And there's a lot of sport coming to TV as well. ETV, for example, has NBA basketball on Saturday nights now from 10 in the evening till about 1 in the morning. SABC3 has EFC cage fighting almost every week now. So there's a lot of sport coming.
Okay, so a lot of shows have moved around, etc. Just check out your online schedules or pick up a copy, of course, of TV Plus to make sure you know when your favourite show is going to be on. Now, there are two new series to flag on the terrestrial side this week. Craig, let's start with a new and quite interesting take on a classic.
It's The War of the Worlds that was released late last year. I think it was on one of the BBC channels. And it's starting on Thursday, the 30th of January, on Mnet at 10 in the evening. It's the British version of the show, because there were actually two released last year almost at the same time. Not to be confused with the French-British one that has Gabriel Byrne in it. This one is a three-episode miniseries. It's set in Edwardian England, so it's a bit of a period sci-fi drama. And for a change, the aliens aren't the main characters. It follows a couple who are living in sin. He ditched his wife to now live with this, with his mistress, and that's caused a lot of family upheaval. And their actual fight to find each other once the aliens have started shooting up town.
Aliens in Edwardian England. Didn't see that one coming, but sounds intriguing. So that's The War of the Worlds, starting Thursday on Mnet at 10 p.m. Craig, anything else you'd like to flag for us on the terrestrial side?
There's a fun new series called Stay or Sell. It's a renovation show that starts on Monday, the 27th of January on HGTV. That's channel 177 at 8:30 in the evening. You know, back in the day, Oprah had Ty and his crew and that kind of thing. It's very similar to The Block Australia, which has been very popular on Mnet. And couples are now doing everything from adding a simple water feature to actually building new stories completely.
Okay, so Stay or Sell on HGTV, not a channel I'm familiar with at all, but look for channel 177 on the DSTV network Monday evening at 8:30. Let's head over to the streaming services. What's your pick of the week on Showmax, Craig?
It's a six-episode miniseries called Broken. It follows two storylines. The first is a single mom doing everything in her power to survive. She loses her job. She's taken advantage of. Everything's just collapsing from her around her. And then it also follows Father Kerrigan, played by Sean Bean. Obviously, we know him from Game of Thrones as Ned Stark, so he's a very familiar face. He's a church leader who's suffering trauma from his childhood. There was abuse in the clergy and a host of other issues that are affecting him now as a grown man. And he's battling to find this balance between his own dramas and helping his parish. It's really, really good. It can be a bit upsetting because of the content, obviously, but it's really easy to stream at six episodes as well.
I love Sean Bean. I just hope he survives past the second episode, given his track record. That's Broken on Showmax. What's the pick on Netflix?
It's a three-episode docuseries called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. Okay, so a lot of South Africans would have read about him on gossip sites in the U.S. because he was a big-name U.S. NFL football star. And he went from being basically the next big thing with millions in the bank account, baby, family, mansion, everything, to be a convicted killer.
Wow.
He basically one of the most tragic falls from grace. He ended up committing suicide. I think it was 2 days before the verdict was going to be given. And in the autopsy, they discovered that he suffered from an impossibly severe case of chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And that's a degenerative brain condition caused by repeated head injuries, you know, like in the NFL, in rugby and that sort of thing. So it is really good to watch because it lifts the lid on something that's not really spoken about, but also you can see how you can go from being a golden boy to being an absolute monster, and it probably wasn't through his own fault.
Sounds really interesting. Okay, three episodes, Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez, is available now on Netflix. Some fascinating picks this week, Craig. Thanks so much. We'll chat again next week.
Always a pleasure.
What's happening on the big screen this weekend? Let's find out from our entertainment reporter, Chanel September.
This week at the movies, you're spoilt for choice. From action, drama, animation and romance, there's something for everyone. But let's have a look at my top three picks for the week. And first up,
Air
It's the return and third installments of the box office hit movie Bad Boys.
One last time.
One last time.
The famous cops are back together for one last time in the highly anticipated Bad Boys for Life. The duo team up to take down the vicious leader of a Miami drug cartel.
I'm done, Mike. I'm retiring.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
You want your legacy to be muscle shirts and body counts?
Look at this mess. It's carnage.
I didn't do all this.
You didn't shoot anybody?
Well, come on, Cap. You know I shot some people.
Yeah.
In the leads are Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Adil Al-Arbi and Bilal Fallah are in the director's chair. I would highly recommend this film. It's a must if action-packed crime thrillers are for you. The next movie to watch this weekend is Bombshell.
Women are everywhere. We're letting them play golf and tennis now.
HR's on the phone because you called me a skirt.
Yes. Yeah. I got to read that manual again.
The attitude off camera was even worse. You're a man-hater. Learn to get along with the boys. You're sexy, but you're too much work. I have a whole list.
Will other women come forward?
The film, which has Oscar buzz swirling all around it, stars our very own Charlize Theron. The movie is based on real-life events and tells the story of a group of women who take on the head of Fox News and the toxic atmosphere he presided over at the network.
You may have heard there was a dust-up involving yours truly and presidential contender Donald Trump.
There was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her.
I'm going to be the story.
No.
The film also stars Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie. Robbie and Theron both receive an Oscar nomination for their roles in this film. And lastly, there's the film Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
To my right is Bounty Law series lead and Jake Cahill himself, Rick Dalton. And to my left is Rick Stunt Double Cliff Booth. So, Rick, explain to the audience exactly what it is a stunt double does.
Actors are required to do a lot of dangerous stuff. Cliff here is meant to help carry the load.
Is that how you describe your job, Cliff?
What, carrying his load? Yeah, it's about right.
The comedy drama tells the story of a faded television actor and his stunt double who strive to achieve fame and success in the film industry during the final years of Hollywood's golden age. The film is set in Los Angeles in 1969. The film, which stars Hollywood royalty, is directed and written by Quentin Tarantino. Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt are in the lead. That's a wrap from me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more movie hits and misses.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Pippa Hudson on Lunch.